Hello and welcome to episode 14 of the Irish Bookkeeping and Payroll Podcast. I'm your host, Nielsen Denver. Short show this week, everyone must be out there enjoying that bit of sun we've had. And this week's news, we have our usual updates from the Revenue Commissioners. What's due for filing this month from the Revenue Commissioners or with the Revenue Commissioners? Software updates and a security reminder. Don't open that email and your broadband may be cut off. And the pre-launch of a new magazine for bookkeepers. So our one minor e-brief from the Revenue Commissioners is e-brief 35 for 2010. And that's really just to remind you that Halifax is closing its current account business from the 18th of June 2010. So all revenue online service customers with such accounts should ensure that their Ross debit instructions have been amended to reflect their new current account details prior to that date. So the Halifax has left Ireland. Bank of Scotland is still here, but Halifax is gone. So if you were paying through the Bank of Scotland, you've got to change your banking details. Or sorry, if you're paying through Halifax, you've got to change your banking details. Now, what's due for filing this month? Well, the filing dates of the 14th, the 19th and the 23rd have all passed. So whatever you've not done, you're already late. So the VAT for the 4-month period, January-April, the VAT for March-April, the P30 for April, the RCT for April, all overdue now. The Intrastat was due on the 10th of May, but you have until the end of the month for your VIS. So get on and move on, and for everybody else out there, enjoy the short-term relief of knowing you're up to date. Now, I go on about security a lot. Why? Why? Because you use a computer that may contain the business information that, if erased or stolen, would destroy the business. And it is probably the computer you also do your internet banking on. If this computer is compromised and they get your username and password, they could potentially empty the business bank account and you would be out of business. So update your virus checker, run Microsoft Windows Update, and make sure Adobe Reader software is also up to date. The Firefox internet browser has a security checker to check that any add-on programs you have attached to Firefox are the most up-to-date versions. So type the Mozilla plugin check into Google and you should find it, or you can type the link www.mozilla, that's mozilla.com, mozilla.com/en-us/plugin check. So that's plugincheck/. The link will be in the show notes anyway on bookkeepingpodcast.ie. Now, email is another way that you can get your computer infected. The term they're using now is what's called weaponized email. They're targeting you with known vulnerabilities in Windows or other software you're using by sending you an email which can use this vulnerability and infect your computer. Here's now a tempting email that you may get. Thank you for buying iTunes gift certificate. Well, the from part of the email address is fake. It says it's from iTunes, which it is not. It claims to have a gift certificate for you, and you, of course, never bought one, but it's tempting to say, oh, somebody must have sent me one. Well, don't. Don't open it. The file attached to the email says it's an iTunes gift certificate. Well, in fact, it's a virus. Another issue I have in security is security of your data. Does your backup work? When did you last test it? And where do you store it? There's no point having a backup that doesn't work, and there's no point storing it in a place where it will also get destroyed, such as in the case of a fire in the office where the computer is. So take your backup out, and then when you take it out, also keep that secure. Do you use a wireless router in the office? Are people outside on the street using that broadband, your broadband that you pay for free? Now, this is a bit technical, but listen anyway, because it's important. Check that your wireless box has encryption turned on. Check that it is using WPA encryption and not WEP encryption. WEP encryption does not work. So check with your support people to confirm that what you have. And here is a really good reason why. If your wireless has been hijacked, that is, people are using it free of charge and using it to download illegal music and videos, well, your broadband service could be disconnected. A High Court judgment now means that Aircom can report you for illegal downloading of copyright materials and turn off your broadband connection. So could your business survive without a broadband connection? Now, I'll have a link in the show notes to an Irish Times article about this, which gives you more detail. But just bear that in mind. You may not be the person downloading it, but somebody either in the office or somebody out on the street could be downloading it. And there goes your broadband turned off. Now, that's my security rant, but go check these things out. Now, a new thing. If there was a magazine specifically for bookkeepers, would you buy it? So, see what you think of a new magazine called Bookkeepers Ireland. It's in pre-launch and we're looking for feedback. You can download the online sample version from our website at bookkeepingpodcast.ie. And hopefully we'll have a few printed issues that we should be able to distribute. So if you send along, you may just have to pay for the postage. But if you send me an email, I could send you along a free issue. It's just sometimes having it on paper rather than on the internet, some people prefer it that way. Now, the main reason for this is because I feel bookkeepers in Ireland are very isolated. So the standards of bookkeeping vary drastically from bookkeeper to bookkeeper. There's nowhere for them to go to get information to update themselves unless they spend a bit of time researching maybe the revenue website or the internet site, or hopefully they have a friend who knows something about something. So this is all part of a scheme to try and get bookkeepers together, to try and get us together and promote bookkeepers as a real profession in Ireland, that it's professionally recognised. So let me know what you think can be done. Can we do this? There's been attempts at trying to get bookkeeping associations up and running, but I don't know what it is. People just don't seem to hang on, whether it's because they don't feel the association is right for them or they don't feel there's enough there worth paying a fee for. So let me know what you think can be done. So for anything, send me feedback on this and anything else to bookkeepingpodcast@gmail.com. And thanks for listening.